Of the three subcommittees in the so-called Andy Lopez Task Force, this one had the broadest charge, says Chairwoman Judy Rice.
We were to bring back to the Board of Supervisors any recommendations that emanated from the community about issues they needed to hear about.
So they spent much of their early time just listening to community members.
Healing doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen because you say, we had a forum, we're healed. People heal at their own rate. Communities heal at, somebody once said, at the speed of forgiveness. We realized that allowing people to say what was in their hearts, whether it was anger, whether it was tears, whether it was hope for the future, all of it had equal value.
Much of this was done in informal forums, something that the subcommittee wants to see continued even after the task force is disbanded.
What we came up with is a model that looks like this. There's circles. No table, just circles of chairs. Within those chairs, there's going to be one member of law enforcement from whatever community we're working with. There's going to be one facilitator slash recorder, and there's going to be 8 to 10 people from the community. They can vent. They can ask any question they want. They can hopefully start to see that law enforcement officer not as an enemy, not as someone to be feared, but as another human being who's doing their job. And it happened. So that's what we're recommending continue.
Given their broad charter, it's not surprising that this group has returned the longest list of recommendations. Increasing counseling and mental health services to students leads the list, but Rice points to another of the 10 ideas as potentially having an even more profound impact, bringing the practice of restorative justice to all local middle and high school campuses.
This is a program that takes the focus away from the traditional blame and punishment. Instead, concentrates on accountability. It doesn't say, you did this, so we're going to punish you. It says, come on, let's let you make amends for what you did. Incredible program. At the moment, it is available only to students in the Santa Rosa School District. We really want it available to all school districts in Sonoma County. For $150,000, they can put 100 people through the program for a year. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Also among the subcommittee's recommendations are the formation of a student congress, deploying community service officers in Roseland and Moreland neighborhoods, promoting the economic development of Roseland, and additional funding for the sheriff to hold more and bilingual Citizens Academy sessions for the citizenry. But even if all this is eventually accomplished, is it enough to create lasting changes?
I believed this was an opportunity to change the face of the county and to change a potentially very problematic relationship between law enforcement and certain segments of the community. If we've accomplished that, I don't know.
Tomorrow, we look at the work of the Law Enforcement Accountability Subcommittee. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.